Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
The difference in leadership styles between our new president and the old one is breathtaking. But it's so obvious there really isn't much to say about it. Except for this. The new guy is appointing a lot of women. Janet Yellen at the Treasury, Deb Haaland at Interior, Gina Raimondo at Commerce. In Donald Trump's final cabinet, all members were male. So far, about half of Joe Biden's top appointees are female. That's great for diversity, but something else is going on. It's becoming increasingly clear in both politics and business that women make better bosses than men. Some of the most admired political leaders in the world are female. Germany's Angela Merkel, the de facto head of Europe. Jacinda Ardern, who's made New Zealand a nearly COVID-free paradise. In the business world, several studies show that companies run by women perform better in the long run than those headed by men. There's a new survey in the Harvard Business Review. It shows that women executives are generally rated by colleagues as more effective than their male counterparts, especially in handling the COVID crisis. What makes women leaders better? In the Harvard study, they scored higher than men on traits like motivating, communicating, fostering teamwork. These so-called soft qualities are often associated with women, but female bosses also did better on such hard skills as decision-making and initiative-taking. Some experts say that's because men climb the corporate ladder with single-minded focus. Women take career detours, build networks outside the office. That makes them more nimble, creative decision-makers. I can confirm that finding. In my long career, I had a number of female bosses. They excelled in all major categories, soft and hard. Plus one more, empathy. My male superiors mostly expected me to do my job and not cause any problems. The women acted as if I had feelings, ideas, a life outside the office. That life included a working spouse. Eventually, she and I both became bosses. I coached her on some technical things. She taught me how to listen, collaborate, and lead. Our underlings, many of them now bosses themselves, still send us messages of thanks, even put us on some charitable boards. The other day, one of these hotshots traveled 1,000 miles to buy us lunch. A woman, of course. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.